I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
This is the one we've been waiting on. It is number 2 Georgia taking on number 4 Alabama. Alabama and Jalen Milroe. So Connor Riley, what have the dogs been working on leading up to this game? It is game week now, but last week it was about correcting all of those things we saw that troubled us in the Kentucky game, right?
Yeah, they spent a lot of last week, I think, trying to fix some of the things that you saw on display against Kentucky, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. They did not play a very good game there. I think one of the things, and we've heard Arian Smith talk today, you know, if they're going to try and play as horizontal as they did against Kentucky, and that's kind of been a staple going back to the Todd Monken days, they have to do a better job of blocking out on the perimeter. That largely involves the wide receivers there. I think the interior of this offensive line has some questions that they have to answer going into this Alabama game. You know, obviously replacing Tate Ratledge, how does Jared Wilson do? Because I thought he really struggled in that game against Kentucky on the road, and we know it's going to be a hostile environment in Alabama on Saturday. So offensively, look, for as much as we want to sit here and talk about Alabama and Mike Bobo, they realize they have a lot of their own internal issues that they have to correct first before really focusing too much on what Alabama might be able to do.
Connor, you posted an article at Dog Nation today talking about Kirby and his evaluation of Jalen Milroe, how he is getting better as a quarterback in Kalen DeBoer's system. So he was the guy that they couldn't get on the ground in the SEC championship and then kind of lost in the shuffle was the comments thinking that Georgia didn't come to play 4 quarters.
No, yeah. And look, I think Georgia players are well aware of what Jalen Milroe had to say after that game about how Georgia didn't sign up for a 60-minute game in Milroe's eyes. And talking to players, not just this week, but over the course of the offseason, that game left a bad taste in their mouth. And they know that if they're going to win, they have to do a better job of defending Jalen Milroe. I think, you know, and watching the way that Bill Belichick used to talk about players when he was very effusive in praise of a player's starter week, that usually meant that they were going to do everything they can to make sure he had a very poor game on Saturday. That's kind of what I got from Kirby Smart today. He was very enthusiastic, I think, in his praise and the way he went and talked about Milroe. And he's so important to what they do because he is essentially a one-man explosive play because of his arm, because of his legs. And they know that if they're going to win this game, they have to find a way to prevent that. They tried to do that in the SEC championship game. They were very conservative. I think they tried to keep him in the pocket and make him win with his arm. He was able to do that. And I think what we saw against Michigan, what we saw maybe a little bit against South Florida, if you're going to make things difficult for Milroe, you're going to have to gamble a little bit. But ultimately, I think getting pressure on him is the way to go rather than let him sit back there and find an open player.
Connor, the Tide, they are 3rd in scoring. They're averaging 49 a game. That's 3rd in the SEC. Dogs haven't allowed a touchdown. What gives?
Yeah, that's the big question. Look, Alabama's got the best offensive line, in my opinion, that Georgia will have faced this season, and that's going to make how this Georgia defensive front plays all the better. How Georgia's linebackers match up against Milroe, I think, is going to determine the winner of this game. They were not healthy last year when they met in the SEC championship game, and that's not an excuse. Alabama deserved to win that game. I think, you know, even the final score being 27-24 doesn't necessarily tell you how much better Alabama was that day. But Smile Munden is pretty close to healthy coming into this game. C.J. Allen and Raylan Wilson are better players now than they were a season ago. Jalen Walker is one of the best defensive players in the country, in my mind. If they're able to pressure and make things difficult on Milroe and really keep him bottled up while being aggressive as blitzers, I think that's the key to this game here. I know there's going to be a lot of talk about the Georgia offense and what they have to do, especially after what happened last year. But this game, strength on strength, is, as you point out, Carl, the Georgia defense, which hasn't given up a touchdown, versus an Alabama offense that can score at any point in time.
It's our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation. Get ready for the big one. Of like 5 big ones. Now the Tennessee game's a big one. But the offensive line, everything cool? The cohesion, the guys that are banged up, how is it working as far as from the guys, more about the guards than the tackles?
I'm fascinated with how this offensive line is going to play this Saturday. I think that in terms of expectations, this group has probably been the most disappointing to me in terms of what I thought we would be getting from them coming into this season. Tate Ratledge goes down. And look, obviously that's a loss. That's a guy that's played a ton of football for you. And in steps Micah Morris, a guy they feel confident in, a guy they trust. But I'm really interested in two guys in particular this game. Jared Wilson, the center, didn't do a great job of communicating in my mind in that first game. And I think that's why on the road against Kentucky, Georgia had some of the struggles there in terms of what they were seeing in terms of checking in the play calls. And then two, Ernest Green at that left tackle position, a guy who's super talented but has not always played that part so far this season. And against Alabama, look, you know, they don't have a Dallas Turner. They have to replace some key players on that front from last year. But Nick Saban still recruited almost all of those guys. So there's still going to be plenty of talent on that defensive front, and that's going to make things difficult for this Georgia offense. The Georgia offensive line, which played pretty poorly, in my opinion, in that game against Alabama last year, I think really needs to step up in this game and make a statement on Saturday.
We're talking with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa this weekend. Game day will be there. Connor, we've seen a lot of talented players, but I got to be honest. I don't know if I've seen a 17-year-old do what Ryan Williams is doing right now for Alabama. And I want to put this in perspective for Dog fans. He has 285 yards and four touchdowns in three games. That is better than Julio Jones at this point, Jerry Jeudy, Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper, Devontae Smith, all those guys in the NFL. This kid's 17, Connor. He is a baller.
Yeah, this guy was a junior in high school 6 months ago, and now he is getting set to play in his first SEC game. Now, I'm not going to be too blown away by what he's doing statistically because he did do it against Wisconsin, South Florida, and Western Kentucky. But how he matches up on Saturday and how specifically Georgia tries to go about slowing him down, I think is going to be really interesting because this guy is obviously an incredibly talented wide receiver. I don't know that he's going to get the Luther Burden treatment that Georgia gave to Missouri last year.
Sure.
In part because I don't know if Georgia has a cornerback that is as good right now as Kamari Lassiter was a season ago. I think they're going to be able to try some things. I think this is a really big game for Julio Humphrey in terms of him matching up with Ryan Williams. I think this is maybe a game where you see Malachi Starks play in the slot a little bit more as well there at that star position. They've got options to throw out there in that secondary, and how they match up with Ryan Williams, who is easily the most dangerous and deep passing offense option that Alabama has, I think is going to be one of the keys to this game.
We've been talking so much about this just brutal run of just super difficult games. I guess the Auburn game didn't look so difficult. Now, they don't have a quarterback, so that's kind of blown up in Hugh Freeze's face. Meanwhile, though, and we talked a lot about it, Nico Iamaleava has been unbelievable. What do you think of all of a sudden now Tennessee's got defense, Connor. And all of a sudden that game is amazing.
Yeah, to me, my takeaway coming out of that Tennessee-Oklahoma game, it wasn't about Nico, it wasn't about the Tennessee offense, which I think I give a lot of credit to Oklahoma's defense and how they played. I was more impressed with what Tennessee did on Saturday than I think anything I've seen out of Josh Heupel's program because they didn't win because of their offense. They won because of their defense. They won because of their special teams. And now those are the sorts of steps that Tennessee needs to take to go from, say, a top 20 team where I think they were a season ago under Josh Heupel to can you be a consistent top 10 team? If you're doing that, then maybe all the stars align and you can get up into that, hey, we can win multiple playoff games. Their schedule is actually sneaky manageable from here on out, or at least as much as it can be when you have Alabama and Georgia on the schedule. But when you look around at some of the other teams and what is out there, I mean, compared to Georgia's schedule, Tennessee would gladly take whatever they have left over Georgia, who has games against Alabama this week, against number one Texas in October, against, I think, number six Ole Miss, against number five Tennessee. The schedule imbalance that the college football playoff committee is going to have to wade through is going to be really interesting because this is a Georgia team that's a 10-2 at the end of the SEC season, but you see the schedule that they have. I feel very confident that team is going to get in. Where it gets questionable is, okay, do you have a 9-3 Georgia team, but let's say they have a win over Alabama, but they have losses to Texas, Tennessee, and Ole Miss. How do you weigh that versus, say, a Texas team where Georgia could very well be the only ranked team that they play all season?
Yeah, it's a good point. We talked about it, Connor. It's Connor Riley before we let you go. Does Kirby have a Bama problem? He's 1-5 versus Bama. This is the week. It's not Nick Saban. It's Kalen DeBoer. You've written about it. Does he have a Bama issue?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll know on Sunday morning if he has a Bama issue or not. And look, this is still an incredibly talented Alabama team. There are a lot of naturally great players on there. Kalen DeBoer, I think, is an incredibly talented head coach. But for all that Kirby has done, for the two national titles, for the SEC titles, for getting Georgia to the standard at which they are right now, it's hard to call this a must-win, given that, you know, a loss obviously doesn't end Georgia's season. But for Kirby in particular, yeah, I think he has to win this game just so that there isn't a narrative out there about him that he can't beat Alabama. That, in fact, as you point out, Carl, and I think it would be fair to do so, he does have an Alabama problem, because for as great as he is against everyone else, going 1-5 against Nick Saban is not who he is as a head coach. And if he loses in his first game to Kalen DeBoer, I think that there, from there, you wonder, okay, maybe is there something mental with Kirby and going and coaching against Alabama, a place he's known for so long and a place that obviously Nick Saban still has deep connections to. Those questions become a lot more valid starting Sunday if Georgia does lose this game on Saturday.
Great stuff. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can find your stuff. I know you'll be putting out new info all week long.
Yep, follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We've got a ton of stuff leading up to the game on Saturday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.